This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard said Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated in Tehran. That statement gave no details on how he was killed. Suspicion immediately fell on Israel, which has vowed to kill Hamas leaders over the group's October 7th attack on Israel. Israel itself did not immediately comment. There was no immediate reaction from the White House. Meanwhile, an Israeli strike on Tuesday on the densely populated southern suburbs of Beirut heightened fears of an escalation of wider conflict in the Middle East. Scores of supporters of the Venezuelan opposition gathered on the streets of Caracas on Tuesday after a disputed president election, with many chanting freedom. The opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, asked her supporters to remain peaceful, even if provoked by government allies. Protests in Venezuela spread on Tuesday as anger grew over the awarding of Sunday's election to President Nicolas Maduro, despite opposition claims that they had clinched a landslide victory. Far-right protesters, fueled by anger and false online rumors, hurled bottles and stones at police, wounding more than 20 police officers Tuesday outside Northwest England Mosque, near where three girls were fatally stabbed a day earlier. The Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, condemned the thuggery and said that the crowd had hijacked what had earlier been a peaceful vigil, attending by hundreds in the center of Southport to mourn the dead and 10 surviving stabbing victims, 7 of whom were in critical condition. This is VOA News. Hundreds of rescue workers are searching through debris from landslides that have killed at least 151 people in southern India. Torrential rains triggered torrents of mud and water that swept through tea estates and villages. The police officer, who uses one name, says that another 186 people were injured by landslides that hit hilly areas in Kerala State's district early Tuesday, flattening houses, uprooting trees, and destroying a bridge. The efforts of over 300 rescuers were hampered by blocked roads and unstable terrain. Acting Secret Service boss says that he cannot defend why a roof in the Trump rally shooting was unsecured.
Ronald Rowe says he went to the Pennsylvania site, climbed on the roof, and laid in the shooter's position.
What I saw made me ashamed.
As a former protective detail agent,
I cannot defend why that roof was not better secured.
Rowe told two Senate panels while his agency failed, he's also troubled local law enforcement never reported seeing a gunman on the roof before the shooting.
We didn't know that there was this incident going on.
The FBI is also sharing new details about the shooter, saying a social media account believed associated with him supported political violence and extreme views. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
An announcement of China's car giant BYD will build a $1 billion factory in Turkey, marking a big turnaround in relations between the two countries. Details from VOA's Dorian Jones from Istanbul.
July saw China's BYD car giant sign an agreement to build a $1 billion factory in Turkey. The factory will produce 150,000 vehicles annually, mainly for the European Union market. Analysts say the planned factory is a way to avoid the EU's new tariffs on Chinese vehicles. And they say the new investment is also a sign of a shift in Beijing's policy after years of avoiding investing in Turkey. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
After days of delays and uncertainty over water quality in the river, the women's and men's Olympic triathlon races will go forward Wednesday with a swim in the famed Paris waterway. The decision to go ahead with the swim for the triathlon competition is a big win for the city. Olympics organizers and athletes officials undertook an ambitious plan, including 1.4 billion euros and infrastructure improvements to clean up the long polluted, and have been steadfast in their insistence that the swimming portion of the triathlon and marathon swimming events next week